Nate's new sponsor, but that's your boss. And we want to thank her, the owner of, coming to give us a share. Nate and his afternoon.
So the sugi is on the Mishnah of Tesamid Aleph about taking money for a mitzvah, taking money for doing b'mekayim a mitzvah for someone else or teaching Torah to someone. So the Mishnah starts like this: Anoito schari ladin. Someone takes money lodun to paskin a shayla dino b'teilim. His dino a bottle doesn't have a taker of a din, doesn't have the kayach of a din. You don't have to listen to it. Lahoyit. Someone took money to say edus. They do so b'teilim. His edus a bottle. Lahaza is lekadesh, to be maza mechatos on someone that's tamei meis. Well, lekadesh, or to make the efer, to prepare the mixture, to mekadesh it. So meima of meima ora, the mayim have a din of meima ora, because it's not mayim chayim, and it doesn't have a din of mayim that's used for paraduma. And afore the efer that he uses efer makla. So the Mishnah says it in a roundabout way. It says if you take money lodun dino b'teilim. What's the din about? Rezok din ala take money to paskin or to put all these mitzvahs that I mentioned here, and the Gemara is manan militake. How do you know you're not allowed to take money for it? But it's not shver why it's a vekishtel like that, because this is not really the place to tell us you're not allowed to take money for mitzvahs. This mishnah was brought agav grora from the other mishnayis. The Gemara is talking about chayrus, about someone that's roya mumim. He's checking a mum to see if it's a valid mum to be matted by achila. So if he takes money for it, the last mishnah said. There was a gzeir, there was a knas. A hemshich to that, so we say about all mitzvahs, if someone takes money for the mitzvah, so there's a knas involved there also. We'll see, it's a knas that dino b'teilim, it's a knas that mei me'oru, and for his day for makla, it's not mikra din. So that's why the Mishnah doesn't show back. Usually you're saying din, you're first telling what the halach is. You're not allowed to take money for a mitzvah. And if you do take money for a mitzvah, or lodin, then the dinam is bottle. That's what it says in a roundabout way. But what's taka the issa of taking money? How do you know you're not allowed to take money for a mitzvah? Amar v'yudam rav, dom akror, re'eli madati eskan chukim v'mishvotim, posukim v'eschanon. That Moshe Rabbeinu said, look, I'm teaching you chukim v'mishvotim, kashet tzivani Hashem alikoy, like Hashem taught me. And Hashem says, ma'ani b'chinam av atem b'chinam. So Moshe Rabbeinu also said, I'm following the Rebbeinu Shalom's mahalach, that I'm teaching you for free. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't charge anybody for giving a share. Rashi is very clear. Rashi explains the kasha menohan emili. Menohan emili dey noitlim schar al hayro v'talmud Torah sheyalamid. Picks these two things: hayro, like the Mishnah says, lodun, and talmud Torah, which the Mishnah rather doesn't say. But it's a menohan emili. How are you now to take money for talmud Torah and hayro? Rashi is going out of his way to avoid the other things that are mentioned in the Mishnah: not edus, not hazor, and not kiddush. And the Cheshek Shloim Taka learns like that. Others also that Rashi holds, and that Shitas Rashi, that the issa of taking money is only for Talmud Torah, or Hayra, paskening, which is also a form of Talmud Torah. Bill made Amanas Lasley, he said, dying paskins, he's teaching you Torah. You know, and the truth is, as Ezra Meduik in the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Ra'eli Madati Yashem Chukim Mishpatim. I taught you Chukim Mishpatim. Teaching is what we learn out, Ma'ani Bechinam Avatim Bechinam. But it doesn't say anything about other Kiyam HaMitzvahs. So Mechitez, you know, I'll take money for a Kiyam HaMitzvah. Why it doesn't say that in the pasuk? The Antecheshik Shleim in Rashi, and that's Shitas some Rishonim, that the pasuk is only going on Talmud Torah and Hayra. Everything else that's mentioned here or in other places is only Drabonon. Drabonon, you're not allowed to take money for a mitzvah. And if you do take, when it comes at a chiddush, those things that you take money for is Dina Vitalin. The knas went as they write, even though the whole din is only Drabonon by other mitzvahs. But if someone took money to be Mazda Mechatos or to be Mekadish, they knasted him that it shouldn't have it. It shouldn't even work. By Talmud Torah, the only thing is din. Din, also it says that the din doesn't work. But by Talmud Torah, if someone teaches, you can't say that the Torah is not Nishkalayim, Tarekalayim. So if you learn, there's nothing to kenas him. But even though the Ikka din is only said about an Isra of taking money for a Limra Torah, it extends itself to other mitzvahs with Rabbanon. Other Rishonim, the Ramban, the Ritva, and Kedushin, they say, Klo, that the din of Re'eli Madati Yashem applies either to other mitzvahs also. And ma'ani b'chinam, the pasuk, and he says the knas is that they made din of b'teilim. That's a knas that the Rabbanon said that if you're over the din, doesn't say in the pasuk that it doesn't work. If you're over the is and you took money for a mitzvah, that's the Rabbanon that dino b'teilim, medusa b'teilim, and afori may mikla.
But it's in the pasuk.
What? Oh, so that's definitely that. What's the machlokes you're showing me here? L'chari Rashi direct. The pasuk is only talking about Talmud Torah. Where do you see in the pasuk anything about other mitzvahs? HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't do any other mitzvahs with us bechinam that we could learn up from the ma'ani bechinam. So that's one thing we have to know. Another thing also we have to know, it's only mentioned over here these four things. What about other mitzvahs? Other mitzvahs, so there's three places in Shulchan Aruch that I know of, didn't go through the whole Shulchan Aruch, but three places that I'm aware where it's mentioned the Indian of taking money for a mitzvah. One is Beferish, the Torah says, by Reife, in Hilchos Refuah and Bikur Chayim, the Torah Shulchan Aruch says that you're not allowed to take money. Linyan schar ha-roife, shin lam gov beiz. Linyan schar ha-roife, the doctor's allowed to take money, motolito schar batola b'ter. Schar batola, like the Gemara says, that he could have been working somewhere else and that he's allowed to take. Abo schar ha-limud, also. Limud de taich means, it comes from a Ramban, giving instructions to the patient. That's the limud of a roife, that he's teaching him what he learned in Rafu, and he's telling him, don't eat this, take this amount of medicine. That's also, where does he learn out from? Because there's a mitzvah to be merapa. Where's the mitzvah to be merapa? Not from merapa yirapa. Rapi Rabbi says, "Mekan shenit in reshus l'roifi l'rapa." It doesn't say it's a mitzvah. It doesn't have to. But the mitzvah is learned from Hashavas Aveda. Hashavas Aveda. Vashevoy siloy l'rabbi s'aveda zgufoy. If you could be meish of his mamin, there's a mitzvah Hashavas Aveda. You find there's a mitzvah to be meish of his guf and to heal him. So that's the mitzvah. Hashavas Aveda is the mitzvah of to be merapa someone. Vamrinon be'inyan asiyas mitzvah zoktitur. So that's why you wait in the waiting room for many hours, because he has the right to charge you for the waiting. This schar batolah, this schar tircha, everything around. That's sometimes he comes in only for 2 minutes, a doctor. That doctor can't take money for. But for the way.
What schar batolah means that what you could have done in some other profession.
Right. For other things.
Doesn't have another profession.
No, but he could have. The fact that he chose to do this.
Well, then he
could have made money for himself. Yeah, could have been a plumber. Why is he a doctor for? Or other things that go into taking care of from family history.
I don't think that's what it means.
Not the refu itself.
I don't think that's what it means. I think what it means is what you could do.
Rashi says, it's too short. Rashi says, make a motor. What you would, if in that profession, they would offer a doctor to stay home. If you offer to be at the time, instead of going into the office, how much would you do to stay home? And make money instead of the tircha of going to work? And staying home in that profession, that's what Rashi says, right? That if it's a nagar, is much more. He'll be much happier to stay home. Someone that's a builder.
But
that's the thing. But the cheshbon had to make that amount of money
is what you can make. If
otherwise, not
else,
going.
What you personally can make do something else.
In that malacha, not something else. In that malacha, take a day off. Someone offers you, don't go in today. How much would you be masking instead of? You're not going to take the same amount because you're not going into the office. How much would you be masking to stay home? And not make your full amount, but you don't have the tircha of dealing with people. That amount is called schar batolah. Or schar agra demuchach. If you know for sure that it's obvious that he's charging you an amount, that he would have got a different job. There's two malchim how to evaluate this thing. But it's not the schar for refu itself. Right?
By doctor, I mean, he could charge blame. So
no,
how can you take money to charge a year? Wow. You can't take money to charge a year.
No, this is how you evaluate.
Or how you evaluate.
How you evaluate. How you shut up.
It's also, it's not
it's not. You're not allowed to. There are ways how to charge him what you're taking for, but not for. That means we have to say the money that he's charging him is schar batolah, is not for the refu itself. It's for other things.
Yeah.
Oh, you would get it. The Talmud would get it. He's not being over Nissa. The one that's teaching is over Nissa. So that's one place where it's mentioned, and it says Chlorum, that it's called a mitzvah. It's called a mitzvah, and al zeh ne'emar ma'ani bechinam. Another place where it's mentioned is in Hilchis by Mila. By Mila it's brought down also. The Beis Yosef brings it down. The Ramah also in Shulchan Aruch, but the Beis Yosef in Tur brings it down from the Chuvus HaRashba. The Chuvus HaRashba talks about a moil that takes money. A moil does not take money, even though it's Yisrael, the Yosel, the famous Yosel, the moil, the Gishmak Yid, the Yishalayim Yid, used to say, if you don't pay him, mol v'lay para, kilo le mol. But Umayis and Be'ikadin, Be'ikadin, a moil shouldn't take money either. Tafilu, he brings down the Rashba, Shaz, ala moil shulei rotsu lomu ach yid lo yavi ben tzchar. The ain lavi aben, he doesn't have the amount of money that he wants. Mashabikish menu. The ain moil achabir. So he says, the Raja says, the Shahar Faloshin says, a moil aze, mare ba'atzmai she'eno mizari shal Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu didn't charge money for meal, he didn't charge money for anything. The tzorich ligoy boy, you have to scream at him, she'eno chopitz v'mitzvis. He means the drosha loib b'mitzvah, loib b'schar mitzvah. So he only wants schar, he doesn't want the mitzvah itself. If he still doesn't action the chayin, he doesn't want to do it. So he says, "Kivin shein yada av maseges." So it's mutil on bezdin, just like if the father does not mal, it's mutil on bezdin. And meila mechayvim the moiloi, and they have to give him money else bezdin. But mikra din, he doesn't say not allowed to take money. His loshen is tzorch ligoy boy, and he's not mizera avram. Why doesn't he say the ikar loshen that you're not allowed to take money? Ma'ani bechinam afatam bechinam. This is Rashba that the Beis Yosef is quoting and the Ramah is quoting. He only goes as a right to scream at him and to say he's not Mizer Avram. Why don't you say the Loshon that he said by Reifei that you're not allowed to take money because Ma'ani Bechino Fatim Bechino. And by Shoifer also, the Magen Avram brings down that the Tekeh that takes money, Eini Reyesim in Bracha. Eini Reyesim in Bracha, that's even a lower level. Doesn't say Ligar by Eini Reyesim in Bracha is the same Loshon that's used if someone takes money for Schar Shabbos. Schar Shabbos, someone takes money for Shabbos, any reason in bracha, but it's much more sharp than Schar Shabbos. It's Schar Mitzvah that you're not allowed to take. So the simplest way they bring this, the Chemin brings down the Poshta Teretz by Shofar is not Shver because we blow 100 koilas, and the Raisi Yotzim of 30, and the Roiv of the koilas are the Rabbonon or Minhagim. So for that, you're allowed to take money for by Stoys and Rabbonon, there's no issue to take money, or the Minik Bishonat, so your Mavliya, the amount that he charges is for the other Tkiyas, but not for the Tkiyas that Raisi. But why doesn't say the lotion of the Iker Pravah of Ma'ani Bechinah? So let me send the Gemara to see, Taka, how to learn the Gemara here in Torah, if it applies to other mitzvahs besides Talmud Torah, about the Apostle itself as Yerla Mazati. Also, they talk about that also, about Karim El Tfilas also, if Tfilas goes into Stechem, it goes into Tfilas Deraisa, so then it's a Deraisa, they give it to Rabbon, it could be Meikle, maybe it doesn't say, it's not said on mitzvahs Rabbon.
But by Reife, the lotion. So it says
the way it's by Rafi says, yeah, he says the din applies. Also, as Kar Limit, also, that way there's good. He says, you're not allowed to take money for it. It's an Issa because in Yasias Mitzvah. It's interesting, the only place where it's brought down about taking money for a mitzvah is when the Ramah brings it down, when Chaytif Mitzvah, if someone else grabs away your mitzvah, so then you have to pay him Asar Zehuvim. That's you're not paying for the mitzvah, you're paying for not allowing him to be Mekayim the mitzvah. Because. You take away the if it's four brachas by Bechaz HaMazon, there's four times ten zuvim. That means when you're not mekayim a mitzvah, someone else grabbed the mitzvah away from you, that's when you're allowed to take money. But when you do the mitzvah and you mekayim it, that's the issa of taking money for a mitzvah.
So I understand by Mila, so how come the Bezin pays him?
Because it's mutil on bet. Maybe
no, no, but why? Fine, it's mutil. But when
they're over a mitzvah. I don't know if he even pays him. Loshen is kaifin oisay, maybe without money. Kaifin oisay. Bezdin forces him to be mal.
So that money, no. With money, he doesn't need kaifin. He's going to do it without
money. Right. What's kaifin, yeah? You think you don't trust him if you kaifin him? Okay, so the Gemara says, Menoh and Emili. Menoh and Emili. Omar, Rav Yudah, Marav, Dom, Akror, Eili, Madtiyas. A very interesting Gemara. The Gemara is four shlavim to this Gemara, to this din. The pasuk is really mad to you. Ma'ani bechinam tainam yochi kasha tzivani ma'ani bechiravatam bechinam. U'minayin shem loy motza bechinam sheyil me bischar. Nechtesi such a havamina. If you can't find an esrig, maybe you should use a tafuach, you should use an apple. If the mitzvah is dafke bechinam, so what's the minayin? The Rosh speaks that clearly. The Rosh says that if you don't find someone to teach you bechinam, so it's not like Moshe Rabbeinu learned Torah. So then you potter. Maybe you have a mitzvah. You potter from Talmud Torah. I can't find someone. The only Rebbe available.
The mitzvah is Talmud Torah. The mitzvah is not the Pesach.
What?
The mitzvah is Talmud Torah.
But you can't learn on your own. You can't learn on your own without a Rebbe.
Right.
He's talking about someone that doesn't know how to learn.
The mitzvah isn't about the schar. That's just a side thing. The mitzvah.
No. The Rosh says that if you don't have the mitzvah, it's not learned the way Moshe Rabbeinu taught it. So that's not Talmud Torah. So I would think you're part of Talmud Torah. It has to be exactly the way it was learned.
He's the same thing.
But here you're going to pay him. Who's over to Issa when you pay for it? Pasha's the Malamed, isn't he? He's taking money. He's charging money. But minayin shemalei motza b'chinam sheyilme b'schar. Tamaloi ma emes kene. New pasuk, a pasuk of Mishlei. Emes is Torah. Emes kene. Buy, purchase the Torah. Okay. So that, and chanami, that you could, but the next minayin is a pella. Minayin shemalei yoyma k'shem shilmaditiyah b'schar. If I learn the b'schar, kachal amed b'schar. I want to make my money back. So I should also teach b'schar. Mechatesi such a havamina. Because the Malamed was over it, so he was over it. But now you hold it, you know, you're teaching Torah, it has to be right to the Chinam. Mechatesi, that you should be able to, I learned the B'schar, so I should charge Schar. He was over it, and you have a heter to learn by him because Emes Kenei. By Emes. Once you have it, now you hold it, you have the regular Issa of Mani B'chinam. Mechatesi, you should teach a B'schar. Tamuloyma, the more brings the pasuk, the end of that pasuk, Emes Kenei, Al Timkar. Don't sell that Torah, and you should do a B'chinam as well. So what's Tutzach on the Gemara? So I was thinking this Yesh Lacha. What's this issa of taking money for Limud HaTorah? The issa that you're not allowed to take money for Limud HaTorah. Yesh Lacha. Is it the way it sounds? Ma ani af aten, like mahu af ata. It says Zekeli Bamveyu, Velachta Bedrochov. You can't go with Dark Hashem. So the Gemara says Elo Bidoy Meloy. Have a Doy Meloy. Mahu Rachum af ata Rachum. Emulate the Rebbeinu Shloilam. Mach Noch the Rebbeinu Shloilam. Is that the din of Ma ani Bechinam af ata Bechinam? The Rebbeinu Shem taught Bechinam without money, so you have to also follow the footsteps of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and teach it also without money. That's one way to look at it. Or you could say, Mani Bechinam means that the same way Torah was given over Bechinam, is that in the Nesinosa of Torah has to be learned the way it was taught. We learn out Eima B'Yira B'Reses B'Zeh about Keri's also B'Lima Torah because Ken Nesinosa. It's given over the way it's given over Vaita. Lilmud is Almanas Lalamid, you give over the Torah the way you were Makabal it, Moshe gave the Torah Messinai Umisara. The Torah is given over Bechinam, is Torah that has to be given over by the Bechinam. It's not a commodity that you could sell, it's not a sale object. It's not something versus a Dovish on Mechira. And if you're selling it, you're being pagan in the Kedushas HaTorah. Torah is given over Bechinam, it's not for sale. If you're selling it, so you're making it into an object versus Mefakoft in the Shuk, it's not that, it's a Nishkinesin also. So felt in the Nesinosa, and the male, if you can't get that Torah, you're part of from Talmud Torah. This is the Torah that was given me Sinai. What?
What's the other side?
The other side is just Mahu Afata. Mahu Afata, nothing did in the Kedushas HaTorah itself. That you, the Melamed, has to be Doimel, have a Doimeloi. The Rebbeinu Shalom does this, he's a Rachum, you're a Rachum. The Rebbeinu Shalom teaches Bechinam, you're a Bechinam. We'll be a Parsha Nafkamina by other mitzvahs. By other mitzvahs. If it's a din in the Nesinosa Shal Torah, Torah gives a Chibbe Dafka Bechinam, not Beschar. If Torah is given over Bechinam, so that's a vort in Torah. Torah has a special din that other mitzvahs don't have. There's no din in mitzvahs kinesinosa that be'em of yirav reses b'zeya. There's din in kovet mitzvah, but there's a certain nesinosa from the kedushas that Torah. If that's the din that Torah has to be given over Bechinam, and if you take money for it, you're making it into a personal object, the chavtzecha that you're selling for, you're playing with the kedushas that Torah, very zok that applies to mitzvahs. So pashtus Israeli madati, if you learn like that, Ma'ani b'chinam avatam b'chinam, it says the Lashon Ma'ani, but it doesn't mean to emulate the Rebbeinu Shalom, it means give over the Torah, and Mamela is very posh to have a mina, that if you don't have it, that's why you'll be part of the Rosh, says you'll be part of from Talmud Torah. You need a new posuk to say that even though you can't find anybody to teach it b'chinam, this is the only Rebbe available, and he's taking money for it. Efshis nish Torah, nish kedushas Torah, maybe you're part of from Talmud Torah, state that posuk emes kenei. If that option be, if you can't find any other Torah, only with Schar, so do it with Schar. Then the Gemara continues that if you learned it like that, if you learned Torah mit Geld, so minus Sinosa is mit Geld. That means I got Torah, the Rebbe's teaching the Torah that he learned. If he got money that was, and he had a heter to buy it because there was no one else. Zain Torah and Chalgevon, Emes Kenei, Dike Torah, a Torah that he bought. So I can't give over more than I learned, right? The Rebbe's only Mechuyv to Lilmud, Amanas Lalami. Whatever you learn, I got pogam deket Torah, I got chalilah, if you could call damage Torah that has a pogam in it because it was learned b'schar. So my Torah that I'm giving over, I should also take money for it. I have a hetter to take money for it because that's the Torah that I got. You shouldn't say that. Because that's the Torah that I have. My Torah is not the rain of Torah from Mechilam. And I had a hetter to do that. So after my Torah, I could also charge money for it. In this pasuk, that don't do that. Don't sell that Torah. So here is yes. Now you could go two ways. You could either say al timkar that even though you got a taka b'tzar, you got a b'tzar, but it says that vayta hodedina that Torah has as much as you're able to shtel to the nesinosa of Torah, as much as you could shtel to the nesinosa of Torah not to take money for it, even though you got a derech b'tzar. You have to al timkar, don't sell it. Or ken zayin, that now is already nischadish that there's a din of ma'an miyafata. Could be now it's nischadish that now that you have Torah taka pogum diketoria, that was taka bischar. But it's like gora from Samazoi, mahu afata. The maestro Bershon taught it bechinam. Now it's nisgala, a second chalik in the Gemara, that we're going back now that the ikra halacha of not teaching for money, state tzvedinim in them. One is kinesinosa, it has to be taught kinesinosa, that I don't have anymore, because I got Torah from schar. But there's another din of mahu afata. The ma'isa, you have to emulate Rebbe Yisrael. You're a malamed now. You learn the Torah b'schar, now you're teaching Torah. You have to be like Rebbe Yisrael and do it b'chinam. Which any these two tzadim can zayin the machlekes rishonim. The end of the sugya. That's posture that the Gemara starts off. That Torah is a din of kinesinasa, and that's what is a havamina that I could learn it b'chinam. I could learn it b'schar just like I got it b'schar. But the maskonis haGemara versus nischadish in the Gemara is it only shlav beis in Talmud Torah? That Talmud Torah that Taka learned kinesinosa, which has no shaykhis to other mitzvahs. Over there is a din that in Talmud Torah also you're not allowed to take money for it. But the ganze sugi doesn't apply to other mitzvahs. Or in the end of the Gemara, after the second pasuk of Emes Kaneva, Al Timkar, it says that there's two parts to the mitzvah of Ma'ani Bechinam. There's two dinim in the mitzvah. One is that Torah has to be kinesinosa, and one is Ma'ani Afati, even though you don't have that first aloha of kinesinosa, because the nesinosa was chal a heter because he charged money for it. Of a safe cost, safe. There's a din of ma'ani afata, which can't sign. That's machlokes rishonim. If you hold like Rashi, you hold the whole sugi is dafka aloch in Talmud Torah. Only Talmud Torah this aloch applies because that's the ik aloch here. The ik posuk of Re'eli Madati. That's the point. The Machon Ephraim mentions it also. There's only one posuk here. Re'eli Madati is the ik posuk hashet zivani Hashem alikoy ma'ani bechinam avata mechinam. And that was only gezok gevorn in Talmud Torah. The Madati. And the din is kinesinosa. The Gemara is going through a few shlavim that even though you got it there, Sar, you still have to, but it's Alts Gizok, Varon Talmud Torah, doesn't apply to other mitzvahs. But other Rishonim could be they learned the Ramban and the Ritva, that the Maskonus HaGemara, when the Gemara was Mechadish, that even in Talmud Torah there's a din of Al Timkar, even in Talmud Torah there's a din, however you got it Bizkar, you're still not allowed to teach Torah Bechinam because the Rishon doesn't charge money. Bizkar, because the Rishon doesn't charge money, then you can make a Mamet Sinu to other mitzvahs also. And you could say that din of Ma'ani Bechinam applies to other mitzvahs as well.
You can't still go like that, Sarah Akira, and say that it's not a different type of limud. You learned it with money, then now it's considered
healing. That Havamina is there, right? Yeah, that's there. But what's the Maskana? The Maskana is it that still, even though, yeah, that's one side, that's what I'm saying in Rashi. That even though you got it there, right, even though you got it there, there's still a thing that don't give it over as much as you're able to shtel suit to the original Messina Sartaria. But the other tzaddis could be that it's nischadish now that even in Talmud Torah there's a word of ma'ani afata, and that halacha, if it's taka a real halacha, but skizok and nikadin, we can make a mamatzinu to all the mitzvahs as well.
You make a mamatzinu. You don't have the ma'ani afata.
It does.
Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu does bris milah, so we actually do bris milah.
No, but al timkar is a chiddush in Talmud Torah. But what's the word of Talmud Torah? Talmud Torah is also one of the tariq mitzvahs. And a chanami, the Rishon didn't do mila b'chinam, but he did Talmud Torah b'chinam. And Talmud Torah, if the word of Talmud Torah is the kedushas haTorah has to be like that, so you could say it has nothing to do with other mitzvahs. But if it's a din of ma'ani b'chinam avatam b'chinam, which is a svar ba'almat that the Rishon taught the mitzvah of Torah b'chinam, why should it be dafka limited to Talmud Torah? It's a mitzvah, kashar mitzvahs. You're right, Torah is Talmud Torah keneged kulam. But it's also shkula connected to kolam mitzvahs. But in what we're doing here, what we're learning off from the Rebbeinu Shalom, the ma'ani of ata should apply to any mitzvah also. If it's a word in kedushas haTorah has to be given over kinesinasa, there's a special kedushas haTorah that's given over the way it was b'sinai. It has to be yenet type of Torah, like ve'ema b'yira, b'simcha, eish. It says the varm smeichim kinesinasa b'sinai. That's dafka aloch and talmud Torah, not by other mitzvahs. But if it's just to emulate the Ribbono Shel Olam, and this is one of the mitzvahs that we see that the Ribbono Shel Olam did a bechinam, there's a makom to learn up. That's what other Rishonim clearly learned, that it applies to other mitzvahs.
Yeah.
Oh, so the shaila is only why does the Mishnah only say these four mitzvahs? Eidus, dinim. So dinim we know. Dinim is a halacha of hira, but eidus, hazor, and kiddush, and the Torah brings it down by mila. So Rashi in Kedushin, Rashi says very interesting. The score makes the deal.
By
four, not by mila, right? By mila, it says goyim. But so Rashi says in the more mcharis also, but Rashi says a different over here. The more he asks a stira. How could you say, you know, I want to take money from being mekadosh mechatos or if or being mazeh? It says that if someone's mekadosh an isha with the money that he would charge, but mechatos veifa pora raising mekadoshes. So you see that it is money that you could charge. It is money a davar shel mamon that you can mekadosh an isha with it. Ah, if aminu anoitos chalod and dino betaylim lohay reduce betayla. Lazis to the kadosh meimah meimor veifori eifa ma'om rabai loy kasha kam beschar havo umilui. Kam b'schar hazov v'kiddush. Right, one is the schar of havo umilui, the schlepping of the water. Rashi says the tircha involved, havo mimakim l'makim, or the filling up of the water. The milsa the tircha he, rachmono l'ram yoleh, v'shori l'mishkol igra. For that you have to take a schar for. U'mekudeshes. Oh, before we get to Rashi, I just want to say that by shayfa the stechemet speaks out. Once the answer why by shofar there's no issue of taking money for tkiyah shofar. He brings down from Chikri Leib Amad was there. Mischar tkiyah shofar mischar shofar. V'amayla kashu da'asim shum mischar mitzvah. So he says to Yisrael that tkiyah shofar is chochma v'ena malacha. He says anything that anybody could do and you just make it easier for him, you're allowed to charge money for it. It's lahazay so the kaddish can't be mazah on yourself. The efshel lahazay is be atznoi. Avshe efshel b'chol adam b'kol mekayim kivim she e efshel lahazay is laatznoi kimay de'acha. It's including the isa. Avot kia shayfa efshel chol adam she yitkel laatznoi. Anybody can pick up a shayfa and blow. Oh, factor really. The Gemara says hakol chayovim b'tkia shayfa ben hakol b'kiyim. And I was like, too, the whole Zer Drabba. The whole Zer Drabba, we don't blow on Rosh Hashanah, is Hashem Yelechitz al-Baki v'Yilman. Right? We're about to shayf on Rosh Hashanah because somebody, most people probably don't know how to blow shayf and they have to go to someone to teach them. V'cheinu emes, t'lav milse zutusi, leida say that here is v'dineyem, kamer chavila shal svoros, nemer b'poysim v'dineyem, t'lav k'lav k'lav m'dineyem y'gmiri. And that there says, kol ha-koylus k'sheim v'shayfa, ein inyon l'kan, hosomai b'koyla shayfa atzmai. If it's chazak or irafa or behad a blow, why they talk? She had to say that kiyas. But he brings a shtickle smach. He says there's a tana de misayel like a mishnah novis. The mishnah says in novis asay lecharav ukenei lechachover. Zokt about tenura v'nevadi about tenura medayik. Why does it say buy a chover and it doesn't say buy a rebbe? Kenei lecharav. It says asay lecharav ukenei lechachover. Shafilum tzarch lefazem momin al zeh. It's mutter for a chover. Avol beravin shaych lemekenei lecharav. Sharav tzarch lilmei bechinam. A rav is not allowed to take money for it. He has to shvichinam. What's the chilek of a rav and a chaver? Chaver is a chavrusa. He says the chavrusa means you know how to learn. You just take a chavrusa to help you learn better. It's mogishmak with the chavrusa. So for that, there's no hetter for. For that, there's no is. I'm sorry of mani bechinam because you know how to learn ba'atzma. He's bring as he said. Anything you could do yourself, you only take the money to make it easier. That you're allowed to take money for. But a rav, you're coming to the rebbe the first time, you don't know how to learn, and you're asking him to teach you. So for him, he's not allowed to take money for it. So he says, even though the svara in Be'etzem sounds like a good svara, but l'maisa it's not true. About the tkiyah shofar, most people need a rav to learn from and you should not allow to take money. Al tzchar mitzvah. So he brings this Rashi also. Rashi here in Kedushin. Rashi is very meduyik. He's mechalik between schar havah, the tircha of schlepping that you could take money for. What can you take money for? Just the mixture, which is not a tircha, and the shritzing, the lekha tircha. But listen to what Rashi says. What's also? Uschar limud mitzvahu. What's left is schar limud mitzvah, the teaching of the mitzvah. Rashi is meduyik, the Beskrov makes the diak. He doesn't say schar mitzvah. He says schar limud mitzvah. Rashi l'shitas, like we said in Bukharis, Rashi holds Menahan Mili, the pasuk is only said by Talmud Torah. But he says there are some mitzvahs that there's a limud involved in the mitzvah. I think Lilmud Amalas Lasais, if someone would learn Hilchah Shabbos by Moshe Feinstein, it'll take 2 years to learn Mishnah Berurah by him, all the Hilchah's Bishul and everything. And someone else is a Ben Bayis by Moshe, and he watches every Shabbos in the kitchen, how they serve the cholent and klisheini, and is G'dayla Shemushi Yosim Limuda. He'll get a much more clear oifen of limud and Hilchah Shabbos if he watches firsthand how the Rebbe taught him how to be mivashal and how not to be mivashal. So every mitzvah, besides the key of mitzvah itself, we're not talking about the star for being the kind of the mitzvah for you. We're being the kind of the chelik of the limud that's involved in the mitzvah. Every time a person does a mitzvah, a moil, he could be showing how to make mitzvah mila. Usually it chases away people, they shouldn't watch. But if there's a chelik of the mitzvah that Rashi's meduyik, that what's also is the star of the limud of the mitzvah. And Rashi says, if there's a tircha involved, so you can take money for the tircha. Once you isolated the tircha, the moshel hazor and kiddush, there's nothing left. The tircha is not there anymore. It's all a fanecha. It's spritzing. Spritzing is not a tircha. So what's left? The schar of the limud of the mitzvah. Whenever you have the schar of the limud of the mitzvah, it's also atzmani altreili madati, because that goes into the chelik halimud of Torah. That's also. So avada Torah, the is only includes Talmud Torah, not mitzvahs. So mitzvahs that have a tircha, you could take money for. Mitzvahs that don't have other things besides the limud itself, even roifei. Let's go back to roifei. Why is roifei also? Because it has a limud element in it. The limud is the limud of the refuah. Schar ha-chochma va-limud, he's teaching you, don't eat this, you know, I'll take money for that. That's the limud of the mitzvah of Ashavas Gufay. That's the mitzvah of Ashavas Gufay, return his guf. Anything that you're teaching him related to that mitzvah, hazor also. He's not taking money for spritzing the hazor on him, for doing the ma'isa hazor. It's the limud that he's showing him, hazor tut min hazor. Any other mitzvah that has tircha, shayfa, shrita, mila, have tircha involved, so you can charge for the tircha. There's no problem of taking money for the mila. The only problem is Mizer Avram, the Rashba is screaming at him that Zer Avram netnish can geld for them. About Samani, Bechinam, Avato Bechinam, anything that has a tircha is you can take money for the tircha. Only if it's a tirchaless mitzvah, like Hazor and Kiddush, then all that's left is Chal Limud, and Chal Limud is also Altsmani, Bechinam, Avato Bechinam.
So
being a Rebbe, I always thank the Talmidim that make trouble because Lulei Haim, I take money there.
So
young children, but who are the adult children? They keep you busy, you want to take money for that?
So a doctor can take money for diagnosis, he can take money for the test, but he can't take money for telling the person what medicine to take. That's what
Right. That has to be Bechina. He has to give a deduction on the bill.
It sounds very funny.
Okay, as they stay in tour, and the Gevoit from the Ramban. The Ramban says that everything that room and a room, you can take money. I don't know if you have to give an itemized bill and say, I'm charging for this, the bill, the $4,000 that he's charging for a throat culture is.
Health coach taught us. What about the fact that he could do
health culture?
No, if he charges $4,000 for a guy, I think he's allowed to do it, I assume. So she should give you a discount for a year because he has to find that he doesn't charge.
Yeah.
But nobody does that.
But he's charging for you. Whatever he's charging has to be.
No, he's charging for the same thing he's not charging. But he's giving a discount for the part that he's not allowed to charge.
You a doctor?
Does anybody do that?
It's all insurance.
That's why I don't.
The Moilim also take money. The Moilim take money.
We don't follow any of these.
Most Moilim don't charge. Moilim, a lot of Moilim don't charge. You do how much you give him, but whatever you give on your own, you're allowed to give.
Some of them charge.
If they don't mon it, if they're not tiveya, some charge. I don't know what that is, but they
don't.
What if
it's insurance
company? You could take, right. So it has to be geheshen, it has to be that amount. If it's poor, that's
insurance. They say usually they pay me the Moilim. Usually they pay me this and this. Is that called monen?
Oh, he says that. That's what the Moilim says.
Some Moilim says.
He doesn't mon. He doesn't need teveya.
That's not called teveya.
Probably not. He's giving suggested tips. The tips also you have to pay. The Talmud Torah is.
Insurance payments.
Insurance pays back for it's not coming from the person.
Right.
Your child, I don't know if that's.
I can't pay for the legal. I pay for the tears.
But if insurance doesn't pay, it's your headache. So maybe they are paying for you. There's a shach that the shach says that goes on Talmud Torah. That today, if you're not going to pay Dayonim, Rabbonim, Rebbeim, won't be a lot of people available for it. Now, Zen Emma Islas Hashem, he says, besides the Rambam, that's Machman not to take, he says Koydem Rambam v'Acharam Kilu Hiskimu Kol Chachmei Adayrus. That you're allowed to take money for Shalivat or something. Yeah, Tosis mentioned it, but what, that there's money going for.
Right.
Yeah, no, he says it's a general rule. Yeah. All
that's when my doctor
charged
me money, I wouldn't pay him. I said, I'll
only give a second. Okay, just to be honest with Advar Goda on Mani Bechinam, Avata Bechinam, that's a Musig. You know, the Chavis Salvov says that anything that the person can't live without is benimtza. Like here, oxygen is free, it's all over because the person can't survive without oxygen. Mayim is also something that a person needs. You can't survive without mayim. It's basically free, available for everyone. And bread, you know, you pay a little bit for it, but the more necessity the thing is, the more available HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it. Torah is also as like, if it's everyone's master is going on Torah. Reili Matri Bonishon wants that our Chiyim Chayinu Varechimenu, that Torah is our Chiyus. And the mail, it has to be available. The Rebbe Shalom wanted that it should be a Vekeshvelt and a Neufin, that you have no Teretz, I can't learn Torah. You have Rebbeim that can teach you Torah with and Bechinam, and that they're not allowed to officially take money for it. It has to be Bechinam, Ma'ani, Bechinam, Avat, and Bechinam. In the Merdeka Maisa, they say that the Vilna Goyen, two Tamid Acham came to speak to him learning. They had a Shtikul Torah, and they wanted to run it by the Goyen. And they came before Mincha, to where the Goyen was davening, and they said, we want to look at our Shtikul Torah. The Goyen said, Hot Mishkan Said. Doesn't have time. After Mincha, they saw Balabas, a regular person, go over to the Goyen with a big Mishnayis, and he asked the Goyen, could you explain me the Mishnah? And the Goyen sat down with him and learned with him for about a half hour. Poshta Mishnah, listening in, and like no big, no beauty agros, and they're just poshta teaching the Mishnah. And after a half hour, they were upset. They like went over to the Goyen and said, is that as the Rav had yet said, why don't you have time? He said, here's an Tzvei Tamid HaChacham, you know how to learn. You want to run your Shtikul Torah by me? K'nei l'chachov, like we said. Chomishkin Tzayit, I have things that I have to learn myself. This heat came over, Akenish Lanin. And he asked me to explain him Shana Mishnah. As Akenish Lanin, Lilmed Amanas Lamed, it's my chiv to teach him Torah. Ma'ani b'chinam, afasa b'chinam, you have to teach him, for you have charge. For him, it's a ged of Asay l'charav. For you, it's a ged of K'nei l'chachov. For that, I'm not available for. And my time is limited, and I don't have time for it. The Maisa, it sounds a little bit extreme, but if you think about it, Baruch Ber was once sitting by a drosha, and somebody was speaking about the Kedushas HaTorah, and he said, Kehem Chayenu, he said, Torah is azoi oxygen. And the Baruch Ber was sitting there, and he got very nervous. It was oxygen. So the Leben Alein, he made a whole tumult about it. It's not oxygen, it's the life itself. And the beer of other, which Baruch Ber would bother him, oxygen means that it's oxygen gives you life. Oxygen, if you don't have oxygen, you can't breathe. It's not life itself. What is life? It's a neshama that a person's functioning. Oxygen allows you to live. He says, if you're toiling in something else, so it's only a clay heksha, it's only a vehicle kidei to live. He was like the moshel with the fish, or the bekiva in Brochis. It's b'mokim chiyuseinu kach. Is Kolshkin B'mokim where we can't live. That means Torah is came and I can't live without it. And Taki Sobek Gedele Oilam, the famous Meister with Baditshuva, they bring down, Shushanka brings down the Meister that he once came to a place, Yom Kippur. Nobody knew who he was. It was he came there, Erev Kippur, right before Kol Nidrei. He was on Kittel and his talus over his head. And he walked over to the Amud and he started Azir Lechazen, he started Kol Nidrei. And with a coil, with a fire, the coil, and he was. They had Bali Tvila there, but he took over the show, and he didn't. They left him. They saw it's Ish Kodeshu, and he went over Ma'ariv. He davened Ma'ariv, and after Ma'ariv, he sat in his place and he learned Seftis Yuma. He's and the Gans Tilim. He stayed there whole night. Came in the morning, they saw this is a Loi Ben Odom. He's a Malach Shachris. He did the same thing. He took the Omen Shachris. From Shachris, he went to Musav, and Musav to Nila. Anyway, the Motzi Yom Kippur, they said, let's see if he's Taka Malach or he's going to eat like everyone else. One of the writes the mice, he says, my Edim was in charge of the Achnosos Archim, and he went over to me, he said, Kum Mach Havdolah Bayons. He's masking. He said, oh, now he's going to eat, he's going to be like Echad. Anyway, he made Havdolah, and after Havdolah, they gave him something to eat, and he sat down, he said, Benzeh Shvach, give me something to be Mechai Nefesh. So they brought him Zainis and a coffee. He said, Nay, Nishtos Meinich. I didn't learn the whole day. Bring me a Masechta Sukkah. And he started learning Masechta Sukkah. After he finished Masechta Sukkah, then he went and he ate something. And it was his gala, it was the Baditshuva. It was the, I don't know what he was, having Golos, I don't know what the story was. This is Ayid that after a whole day of Avoida and Ich bin I'm weak. Why am I weak? Not from fasting, not from not eating. But keim chayenim, this is nicht oxygen. It's a dilemma alein. And this is really negaya. It's hard to live like that. You have yidin that taka live. We spoke today about yidin that lived their lives mit Torah. They lived the hecher leben as taka given keim chayenim. They couldn't manage without it. But kol echod meitonu, we have halachim shulchan aruch that after davening, a person should be kaveya. Hour of learning, the Mechaber says, the Mishavur brings down, he shouldn't be mevatel b'shum dover shabaylam. His kviyas that he has, and that 1 hour should be that even if someone's offering you money, shalei levatel, and the Chavetz Chaim says the marshal, Odom, zeisa teira, Odom kiyomus v'oil. Ein Odom, oim ladim v'toyer, elm kei meimis atzma yaleo. He says, what does that mean, meimis atzma yaleo? He says, marshal ma'adav adayma, that they announced in the Beis HaKfaris, all the people that are buried there, they could come back to this world for 1 hour and to with the mishpacha, go back home. You just imagine what would happen. You would see people running from the Beis HaKfaris to the Tachrichim, and the one person would be checking his email, and one person would be checking his children. But let me hear what I missed the last few years. He says, "Fashteitz is not going to be like that." Anybody that went to Eilam Emes and they see what the real thing is, Torah is, they're going to run to the Bismedish, and if the family will come to the Chodesh Kinsai, they have to chaperain this 1 hour. He says, and if you are alive, and the Baruch Hashem gives you life, Odom Kiyomas Boil, you have to visualize yourself, Kilu, you're dead, the world is dead, and you have that 1 hour, Vastosis came Chayen, even though you're dead, Abba came Chayen, and Vastosis 11. That the only way to be Zeicha is that makes a person a Toyodika mensch, a Hecher mensch, and it can be Zeicha to the real Madregan Torah. It's the one thing that we had the Gemara earlier on Shimon Amsuni, Hayadoyish, called Essen Shabbat Torah. Right, where was it? In, no, we had it recently. He dashed and called Essen Shebetaira, Achaba, to Essa Shemelekechotira, so he was Pirish, right? Shimon Amzuni was Pirish. And the Talmidim missed him, call Essen Shebetaira, Mateoleo. So he said, Kishem Shivan Scharla Drisha, Kach Kibal Nuscharla Prisha. And Achabar Bakiva, and he dashed and Essa Shemelekechotira, Talmidicham. The Marsho says that the pasuk before this, I mean the few pasuk before in that parsha, is after Es Hashem Alekecha. So what do you do over there by Es Hashem Alekecha? So the Marsho, there he was Marbet Tamid Chacham. Ave for a Tamid Chacham, like Ave Hashem, he was able to be soivel. Of a Yira, you can't be scared, the full pachat of two things together. If there's a Yira of a boss of a dom, felt in Yira from the Baruch Hashem, and he didn't want to dash in Tamid Chacham. So I once heard that. Rabbi Kiva, what did Rabbi Kiva hold? I think Rabbi Gifter used to say. He said that, imagine Shimon Amsuni. I saw a sefer now, they printed 2 volumes. I didn't want to buy it, but on all the Essen, all the Joshes that we have in Gemara and Bavli and the Midrashim, all the Essen Shabbatai, all the Joshes. And Shimon Amsuni, Mistam had such a sefer. And his whole life was, that was his mahalach, the darshan, now call Essen Shabbat Torah, what you could darshan for. And the Talmidim probably went with Drochov, and they wrote Svarim on it, and he had a whole, that's going the mahalach ha-chaim, the derech ha-limbat from Shimon HaMsuni. And it came to this post against Hashem Lekecha Tira, and finished, Pirish, why Pirish? Right, Tzorachin, there's one S that have a shrekain. When someone came to Rogachov, he said he has a sefer that he's writing to be miyash of all the Kivegas kashas, except for 2. All kashas from Kivega. So Rogachov said, Vice, there's 2 kashas you did understand. One that you don't have a teretz for. If you have a teretz for Kivega, you think of Mustam Sish Vashtan the kashas. But it comes to Es Hashem Lekechotira, so good, right? Sorchian. What do you have to throw out your whole lifetime story? Rav Koppelman, I heard, he lived till 104. So when he was 100 years old, he wrote in the side of his Mishnayis, Meis, a Meya, Kilo Meis, a bottle men oilam, Sorchian. I'm still around and I'm going to starve. But you have a kasha on Es Hashem Lekecha Tira, so right, Tzorachian. He has to throw out everything and he's chosen from his whole Derech HaLimud. He's starting from scratch now. Es Hashem can't be l'rabbis because Es Hashem Lekecha Tira. Hat Rebbe Kiva Gizen in Shimon HaMsuni, he said, to see such a person that is able to be so not selfish when it comes to Torah, to the Rebbein Shalem's Torah, and if I have a kasha, I'm slogging up my whole Mahalach and I'm being Pirish, Dos Tafim Marvazan Tamid Echom. Shimon HaMsuni is the Raya. Rebbe Kiva darshaned it because he saw Shimon HaMsuni. That's why he saw that someone, a gedlich mensch, he saw someone that could be so mufka from Egan and Negias, and he's able to be pirish from his whole life, mahalach, in to be marba es, because of one kasha, is balkorcho, so there's a mensch that could reach such heights and such madregas, daf marba zayn tamil chom, al zeh nema es Hashem lekecha tira, like the Taisa says, because moi rabach kemoi shemaim, it's not an Egan azach. If Torah becomes a chelik from the mensch, keim chayein, roi chimeinu, asavet ha'egen ezach, and this is, I'm dependent in the real Torah, and I'm egen ezachin, ma'ani b'chinam, he doesn't take money, he doesn't take andre ezachin, then he's zoichet, without madre egen in Torah.
I saw Terence on the kasher. Why it's not a mitzvah bavavit? No, mitzvah bavavit. It's not. It's not either. If you take money.